A girl is born. A sweet and goofy girl. She is born to throw thunderbolts at those who trample down the tenderness of things. She learns to speak Spanish and English. She contains multitudes. This girl lives in a Brooklyn barrio, where her father teaches her how to defend herself on the streets. And she carries inside her Mexico, the countryside where her mother, as a child, daily dug up potatoes and harvested corn. Corn that was blue, red, white, and yellow. She crushed the corn between two rocks, making flour for the tortillas cooked on a flat stone above a fire out in the field. After dark, all 9 children and 2 parents slept on a dirt floor in a 1-room wooden shack. They had no electricity and rarely a candle. In the fields, the children would tie a rope to a tree branch to make a swing and play pretend that rocks were cars. They were poor, and most days, a total of 2 tortillas was all each person was allowed to eat. But no one ever got sick. The girl carries inside her the violence of her mother's father, a man who would drink alcohol and beat his wife and daughter, whipping them with ropes and hitting them with the fallen branches of trees. He told them they were not allowed to go to school because they couldn't afford a pencil, and school was a waste of time when there was food to be gathered in the fields. His wife found a discarded pencil in the village and hid it at home so that her daughter could practice writing in secret. That daughter, the girl's mother, would eventually walk for more than 2 weeks across the burning desert sand, carrying nothing, avoiding snakes, and going days without water, to climb over a wall into the promised land. The girl's mother has stopped the legacy of violence. She has never raised a hand in anger except once, when she held up a leather belt as a warning to her misbehaving children, and the girl asked, "Are you going to do what your father did?" The girl never speaks an unkind word to anyone. When asked what she would say to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, she says, "Please stop doing what you're doing." She would not insult them, but suggests that they might try living in a cage or walking across the desert. Not as revenge or punishment, but to better understand what migrant people are suffering. Empathy can bring understanding and wisdom. Their hearts need to grow, like flowers, she says. Flowers need water and dirt and sunshine to grow. The hearts of ice need to be loved. They need the enjoying of something, or hanging out with friends. They need the celebrating of themselves and beauty and nature. This kindness is her thunderbolt. The girl has learned from her mother, who learned in turn from her mother, always to say please and thank you. These are not just superficial manners. She approaches everyone with genuine respect and gratitude. Her heart beats at twice the normal rate for children her age, her mother says. Her name is Sarah. She is 7 years old, and she is Kid Quixote.